There's an Englishman, an Irishman, and a priest. The joke is that they're all the same person. Irish by birth, but leaving for the bright lights of London before he was 20 years of age, he is now a man without a country. He quickly discovered there was nothing more divided than a supposedly united kingdom, where an Irish accent singled you out as either a potential terrorist or a habitual drunk. The decades pass, but the accent remains, subtly changed by his surroundings, so when he returns to the place that he used to call home, his own sister struggles to understand him. She calls him a jack of all nationalities, but a master of none. The priest, they call him. Though he may only be a priest in appearance, no one ever saw fit to ask. After all, if you've gone to the effort to dress as a priest, then you must be a priest, right? It was better than people assuming you were a terrorist. He sits on the bonnet of his car, looking out at the expanse of water before him. The English Channel promises France, but delivers nothing more than grey waves that slap the shore below with little commitment. Over 500 feet down from where he stands lay rocks that have been the last thing to embrace the fragile vessels that have thrown themselves upon them. 500 plus feet covered in roughly 12 seconds. His car does 0 to 60 in just 10. A member of the Beachy Head chaplaincy team finishes another circuit of the area and eyes the priest warily. Though they have seen him many times, no one has yet dared approach him. The priest watches him from behind sunglasses, the lenses tinted red. He asks his fellow passengers to make their own way to the meeting point. Avoid public transport if possible, especially the local taxis. They seem to have a sixth sense round here. First to arrive is Dave. His ride, a silver Volvo, dents and dings mark every panel of the car he carelessly leaves parked across two spaces. His luggage, a single battered golf club, and the cans of beer he can fit in his suit pockets. They nod a silent greeting. Dave shoulders the club and shambles towards the edge of the cliff. The priest waves off the wary chaplaincy team member as Dave slumps to the ground and dangles his legs over the edge. He stares out at the horizon where the North Sea joins the Atlantic Ocean. The priest watches Dave get up, drain a can of strong lager, place it on the cliff edge, and then smash it into the sea with his club. Another two of his passengers arrive while he watches a rambler berate Dave for littering. Aware of Dave's frame of mind and that he does still have in his hand what could technically be described as an offensive weapon, the priest decides not to intervene. As Dave whips out his penis and starts spraying piss onto the rocks below, the rambler wisely decides to move on. On Suicide Bridge. Four men at the end of a rope gather together for a road trip, taking in some of the country's favourite suicide spots. Brought together and chauffeured from bridge to bridge by the priest, each one has a story to tell and a decision to make. A successful writer haunted by his own success and the man from the returns department. A retiree with a drink problem and a bit of a temper reveals his inner coward with fatal consequences. A journalist who hates his job and hopes his next career move will be his last. And a devoted son, husband and father whose world is turned upside down with some terrible home truths. Each one of them dealt an unfair hand, but life is unfair. Kill yourself or get over it.